The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, what a difference a weekend makes. Heather Humphreys is the latest big name to join the Fine Gael exodus. Gerry the Monk Hutch plans to run against Mary Lou MacDonald, and November the 29th is now the most likely date for the general election. I'm joined on the line now by Sean Defoe, News Talk political correspondent and host of the Let Me Explain podcast. Sean, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
First of all, the Heather Hughes decision not to run, quoting stress and on family life and all the rest of it, a shock or a surprise?
Both, I think, shocking and surprising. It was certainly Simon Harris saying yes, it didn't come as a shock to him that himself and Heather Humphreys had been discussing this for quite a few weeks. But to the rest of Fine Gael and to most commentators, yeah, it's quite a big shock coming, especially as it is now just a couple of weeks out, probably from the calling of an election, given that Simon Harris, when he took over as Taoiseach, sort of wanted a commitment from anyone who was going to be a minister for him that they would run for election again. And we saw the likes of Simon Coveney leave because he had no intention of running again. It was quite a shock. And so a recent decision from Heather Humphreys, she did cite that she, you know, kind of age had caught up to her and that she didn't have the energy she thought she had, and cited potential health issues as well. So a couple of reasons stepping in there that we don't have the full picture on yet.
Yeah.
But a big kind of a shock for them, and another headache in another constituency for Fine Gael.
Why did she leave it so late?
We don't 100% know. It must be something, you know, in her private life, perhaps, that we don't have the full sight on and that we didn't really get clarity on this weekend. I mean, look, Heather Humphreys is a fairly straight shooter. If she thought she could continue or thought that she had the energy and impetus to go, she would have done it. And she probably wouldn't have left Simon Harris hanging. She certainly intended to be part of the next government, and getting appointed as deputy leader of Fine Gael only a couple of months ago obviously had the intention to do more. So we don't fully know what that reason was, but she has decided now to step away.
Now, what about the news that the Gerry the Monk Hutch is thinking about running in Dublin Central against Mary Lou MacDonald? As it happens,
it's remarkable. Is that a sentence you ever thought you'd say? You know, very, really surprising over the weekend, but confirmed by a number of security sources who have spoken to people close to the Monk, saying that he is very seriously considering a run in the Dublin Central constituency. Opinion divided on how well he would do in such cases. The former Lord Mayor Neil Ring saying this morning he thinks that he would do quite well, and that even though the Monk is associated with criminality in Dublin, he's also been supported and is almost like a celebrity really in the community in the North Inner City, or certainly parts of it, and was celebrated at the Kelly Harrington fight viewing that was on a couple of months ago during the Olympics. And then on the other side, we've seen over many years, and you've been reporting on it recently yourself, what crime has done to Dublin's inner city and the impact of that on many families and many lives, and even some of the TDs at the moment. I mean, the very first time I interviewed Gary Gannon when he was a councillor, he spoke about the criminality that he grew up with in that part of the constituency, and now to be running against, or potentially running against, the Monk, I'm sure is something that he would find anathema. But it's an interesting constituency because beyond Mary Lou MacDonald and Pascal Donoghue, you could say things are a bit in play for the two other seats there. Gary Gannon and Nasa Horrigan both would have a good chance of keeping a seat, but I had said when looking at the figures, there is a room for a fifth person, someone to come in there and potentially cause an upset. And there would be a vote for him. Now, how big of that vote would be and whether he'd be in challenge for a seat is sort of an open question. Certainly, he'd be a high profile and divisive candidate and would get an awful lot of media attention during it. Some of the other things that politicians have been wondering was, one, what would his security be like? And also, what would his Dáil members of registered interests be like for all the property that he holds or doesn't hold and would have to declare as a member of the Dáil?
Yeah, but if no one knows where it is, no one will be able to check on it.
Well, who's got you? You'd certainly be open to more scrutiny on it.
But if you don't declare it and it's hidden, there's no way to get at it.
There's not necessarily a way to get at it, but he would be investigated for it, certainly. Now, you could argue, look, SIPO is fairly toothless as it is for keeping politicians in check. Are they actually going to go after someone like the Monk? But look, you'd have to weigh the pros and cons, and this is probably something he has done, of being that much more in the spotlight. You know, he's not someone who does interviews or is out there a huge amount despite being a big public personality. That entirely changes when you're a TD and you're suddenly under all sorts of more lights. And it may be the case that he hasn't been successfully prosecuted for a crime since the 1980s, but we know what kind of dirt comes out about politicians and regular Joes when you get into an election campaign.
Is this all about
who has his history?
Is this all about him getting at Mary Lou MacDonald on account of Jonathan Dowdall and all of that?
Could be an element to it. It seemed like a fairly petty thing to be at over that. But look, you never know what goes into the minds of people. Some people just like their name being out there and considered for a run. Might be the case that he just wants a bit of attention around it rather than actually intending to run. We don't really know the inner workings of the mind there.
All right. Moving on then to the date. And we heard a little clip from Fionnán Sheehan there suggesting that although the 6th of December is a possible date, it's also the date of the toy show. And last week I was talking about why does it have to be a Friday? Because after all, Thursday is the new Friday for many people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Friday, I suppose, is a working from home day, which does help with voting for an awful lot of people. Last time, of course, it was a Saturday that they held it on in order to allow the schools not to be off and for people to more easily go and vote. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, but the general thinking and everyone I've been talking to in government is they will go back to Friday. Leo Varadkar was the one pushing that Saturday idea. Not a whole bunch of people liked it. The toy show is one factor of December 6th, but also remember, it's a Christmas party night for an awful lot of people. There'll be an awful lot of people who won't be coming home after work and will be just going straight out to whatever it is and won't bother voting. So I don't think that's a particularly good day. Roger O'Gorman has obviously said the 29th is his preferred date to have the election. And the sort of bounced Simon Harris and Micheál Martin into making a call on this by announcing that on Friday. I think if you look at the maths of it, right, given that the Dáil is sitting this week, it's off next week. And then the following week is when we're expecting committee stage of the finance bill to give effect to the budget. Given what Simon Harris has said, that he wants the supplementary estimates, those extra budgets for departments to be passed and also for new housing targets to be announced, I think 29th is looking as the most likely date that you would dissolve the Dáil on the 6th or 7th of November. Now, of course, the little wrinkle of that is you've got the US election results, which could tip things either way, but you start the campaign on that particular note and then go your 3 weeks. The thing I would wonder about, Pat, is how they're going to orchestrate this now, because Roger O'Gorman has sort of bounced them into making it. So if they discuss and agree a date tonight and come out tomorrow and say, yeah, well, this is the plan. In reality, it's not a 3 week campaign. It's a 6 week campaign. And that gives an awful lot of time for stumbling blocks for the government to trip over in the meantime. But it's also not very credible to say we've agreed a date and we're not going to tell you for a while. So how they word it and how they handle it this week will be interesting.
But in effect, we're hearing that the campaign is well underway. I mean, the formal campaign documents have not been published and all the rest of it, the programmes for government. But at the same time, everyone's out there canvassing.
Yeah, if you're not campaigning already, you're at a loss because all of them are out. There's been stuff coming through the post box for me, certainly here in Wicklow. I'm sure there has been for other people around the country. The posters are all printed and in storage and everyone is out on the doors. The Dáil is a lot quieter than it would usually be around the corridors because people are getting out early and trying to get on the trail and appearing in various different things, lighting up their WhatsApp groups and all the rest of it. So the campaign is well and truly underway. But it would just be sort of an unprecedented thing to say, yes, we have agreed this date 6 weeks in the future. You know, we'll change the tenor of everything. Everything would become about the election. More likely, I'd say what we might see is a little bit of a fudge on the language is that they'll go tonight and they'll say, we've agreed we're going to hold an election this year. We have key stuff to pass. And once that is through the pipeline, we will consider just dissolution and a date when in reality it will be the end of November.
Now, the final element in developments over the weekend was the publication in The Independent of he was 16 years old at the time of the text from former Senator Niall O'Donnella, 17 now, and he was saying, listening to Mary Lou MacDonald praising O'Donnella was like a mental stabbing.
Very difficult reading in the paper over the weekend, and it kind of brings on the personal nature of this particular complaint. Look, it's been a very bad few weeks for Sinn Féin. There's absolutely no doubt about that. I think Mary Lou MacDonald definitely still has questions to answer when it comes to that case, most notably about not informing the Seanad or the Oireachtas of the real reason for Niall O'Donnella's resignation at the time. And she outlined in the Dáil how they were very concerned for his mental health, and as the leader of party, obviously that is something that they have to take into account, that someone in any organisation would have to take into account when someone is having severe mental health difficulties. At the same time, they very blatantly misled the Oireachtas as to the real reason. So you have to ask, was that their call to make, that nobody should be told about the real reason for this particular situation? We saw in the Sunday Times poll yesterday, Sinn Féin down another 2 points to 16%. Between the Brian Stanley situation it's very hard to see Sinn Féin not losing seats now at the election to come. I don't think they'll keep Brian Stanley's. I don't think they'll keep Patricia Ryan's. I think in Tipperary South, they're likely to lose a seat. I think in Carlow Kilkenny, they could very well lose one. And there's other constituencies where they would have been guaranteed to. You look at Louth, they look at Donegal, Cavan Monaghan, etc., where it's a very open question as to whether they'll be able to keep those two. So it's a downward slide. And I know people will say, look, this happened before 2019. Sinn Féin had an awful local elections and they managed to turn it around. But coming into that election, they were probably at neutral. They weren't, you know, plus or minus. They were just doing okay. Whereas now they're very much on the backward foot. Mm. It's a very different scenario.
Finally, just a text from a listener. How come people aren't saying that Fine Gael is in crisis, given the number of TDs leaving? If that was an opposition party, there would be an in-depth conversation about the crisis.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. And I suppose when you drill down into all of the individual reasons that those TDs are leaving, they're all relatively fair enough, that they want something new in their life, that they've had a 30, 40-year career in the case of the likes of Richard Bruton, that there's maybe health in the likes of Joe Carey. There's all those individual reasons. But with more than half of your TDs leaving, I mean, that's a big question mark. And something that's interesting, and I know it's on the front page of the Irish Independent, this idea, and I've discussed it on News Talk a couple of weeks ago, Fine Gael is really going to have to rely on Brand Harris, almost a presidential style of campaign, that you go in, like people did in 2020 to vote for Mary Lou, that you go in to vote for Simon Harris, because quite aside from all the resignations, if you look at some of the constituencies, so Cavan Monaghan is one, look at Dublin Bay South, where Kate O'Connell is running as an independent against them, Dublin Rathdown, where Alan Shatter is running as an independent against them, Roscommon, where their candidate John Nocton unfortunately and tragically died a couple of weeks ago, and then other constituencies like Wexford, where the redraw has been unkind, Kerry, where they parachuted in a candidate and annoyed lots of the local councillors, Donegal, where they're absolutely not guaranteed to keep a seat. When you actually drill down into the individual detail on a candidate by candidate basis, other parties, including Fianna Fáil, could well outpace and outpoll them. So the big hope for Harris is they go to vote for him. They like him. He's 5 points ahead in the national polls, and that will drag candidates that otherwise wouldn't get there over the line.
Sean Defoe, political correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.